This is the Nile Energy Podcast, episode 308. Three resources that make you pop in front of the examiner. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In the IELTS exam, you have to be different from other students. That includes in the ideas that you discuss. Here are three resources that will set you apart for a higher score. Hey, Jessica, what's going on with you? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Yeah, getting into fall, feeling like comfy in the air again, you know, it's, yeah, but you just had like a hurricane or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a little bit of a hurricane. It never really hit the coast of New England, but it affected more the coast in the southeast. Like, I think North Carolina got it. You know, those places are really at risk for hurricanes. So, but nothing has even come close to Sandy. You know, Luckily, thank God, knock on wood. That was a bad one a couple of years ago.
Did that affect all the way down for you? I thought that was more in like New Jersey, right?
Well, New York got that really bad.
Right.
Okay. We didn't get it too badly in Boston, but it was more Jersey Shore The Carolinas, I think. But yeah, New York, New Jersey. Whoa, bad news.
Man.
It's hurricane season.
It is. Yeah. I remember living in places where like Taiwan had typhoon season. Arizona had, what was it? I can't remember the name now. Shoot. Not typhoon.
Dust Bowl.
Storm related. Monsoon season.
Oh, monsoon. Oh, wow.
I think it was something like that. But in these different places where it's just this concentrated, you know, storms for a certain period of time. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then you always get like days off of work and school. So hopefully it doesn't cause damage, but it just gives you a day off. That's the best you can hope for.
Yeah, I remember when I was growing up here in New England, you know, we'd get snow days a lot and we'd get so excited as kids. It was the anticipation. Oh, is it going to be a snow day tomorrow? And then we'd get up early and listen to the radio and then you hear the word that it's a snow day and you go and you have hot chocolate and you get all excited.
And then you go sledding and make like snowmen and igloos and stuff. Heck yeah. Yeah. I love those days. So we were inspired by the students in our Facebook group recently. So in our course, guys, you also get membership into our closed Facebook group. And we are constantly inspired by our students. But I have just noticed recently that some of our students are posting really useful resources. So, our top students, any top IELTS candidates, guys, they're not just gonna study for the test and practice, you know, whatever, Cambridge 5 through 10. They're not just going to do that. They're going to go and seek out interesting TED Talks that inspire them. Yes, that feed their interest and their curiosity, of course, this sort of intrinsic motivation, right? Learning for knowledge sake, not just to pass an outside IELTS goal, but learning because you're actually satisfied with the knowledge. That's huge. So these successful candidates, that's what they do. And we have some recommendations that they posted in our Facebook group this week that we wanted to share with you guys.
Yeah. And I love that. And it's important for us to emphasize today, guys, we're not just, you know, these are good recommendations. And we also include a lot of outside recommendations in our study plan, as Jessica said, but we don't just tell you to go and do them, right? We show you exactly what to do with them so that you can give the examiner what they want. So you're not just left alone on your own here, guys. When you're in our course and you're using our strategies, you understand what the examiner wants. So you're not blind going through these websites and these videos and things.
Exactly. So one of my One of the most satisfying challenges about teaching, no matter what I'm teaching, is to take one resource, like a TED Talk, for example, and be able to exploit that in at least three different ways, right? So our students are getting all of these skills based on one resource. And I mean, there's a number of reasons for this, just cognitively wise, like how we learn, but it's also to just sort of recycle this information. And the more you work with it, especially in different aspects, right? First you write about it, then you talk about it, then you listen, stuff like that. Then this information is going to stick in your head. The vocabulary is going to stick in your head. So this idea of exploiting is throughout our course, just like Lindsay said. So every day, even if I'm like, watch a movie, it's not just watching a movie. It's based on some, it's related to IELTS in some way. So yeah, so our students have taken that on themselves to do. So not only are they posting interesting resources, but they're telling you how it applies to IELTS, which I think is awesome.
That's so cool.
So, I can say his name, Kenji, because he is going to be on the podcast soon. So I know he won't mind that I'm saying he recommended this. So you guys are going to get to meet Kenji soon. I think in the next episode.
Awesome.
He's so fun. This guy is awesome. So anyway, he posted a TED Talk and it's called Bring on the Female Superheroes. And then it talks about like, why is it hard to find female superhero merchandise? And
it's
by a media studies guy. Yeah. So fascinating topic. And the way Kenji introduced it, he said, gender equality, media mind shaping, marketing targeting children are very common IELTS topics. I just found this dazzling TED Talk, which gives us very good arguments and vocabulary on these subjects.
Wow. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. I love that he's thinking. And this is the culture of thinking right here, right? We talk about this all the time on this show. One of our big core ideas here at IELTS Energy Podcast and All Ears English is this culture of thinking. And this will build that for you. I love it. And it's interesting. God, what an interesting topic.
I love it. It's so good. And that is something that speaks to my dorky heart because I really love finding comic books with female protagonists and female superheroes. And my most recent favorite is called Captain Marvel. And she is incredible. She's funny and strong. But the thing is, she's not a superhero because she's acting like a man, right? Oh. She is fully feminine, and that is her power.
Is not,
you know what I mean, though? Like,
oh, totally.
Yeah. Anyway, we could go on about this, but
yeah, I mean, there could be a lot. You could extend that topic into gender identity and, you know, women kind of being marginalized in society and what could change that. And there's a lot of directions we can go. And if we have that base of kind of exposure to these ideas.
It's just fascinating, you guys. And there are so many ways to look at this topic. And the fact that it can be brought up and examined in our minds through the medium of a TED Talk, through the medium of comic books, which people dismiss, but are actually like huge societal commentary resources. So I just love that he brought in not only this TED Talk, but these ideas, right? Gender equality. Quality, how the media shapes our minds. And I really hope a lot of students watch this video because it is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
These links, guys, to these particular resources. Actually, we could probably put this actual video right into our website if we paste the code in there, Jessica.
Cool.
You guys can come back. You guys can come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and look for this episode. This is number 308, and you'll find these resources.
Yeah, okay? That's a great idea. Yeah, we'll definitely have this in the article about this episode for sure. Then another of my favorite students. It's just so great because these are students who I've had in Power Hours recently. And so I know them. I know the people posting. So that's why I'm like, they're my favorite just because I know them and they're awesome.
Yes.
So another student, I'm not going to say her name. I don't think she's been on the show yet, but I'm sure she will be. Yeah. She posted an article called A Humbling View from Ancient Giants. It's about the giant sequoia trees. And it's, beautiful pictures, very interesting article. It's lovely. It's from the BBC, actually. And she said, I was reading this amazing article and noticed good nature vocabulary, so I decided to share with you guys.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And the sequoias and the woods of sequoias, beautiful things to see in the U.S., by the way. Side point. But out in the West, Oh my God. Amazing.
Oh my gosh. Did you, on your recent road trip adventures, you went through the redwoods, right?
I went through, they're similar. The redwoods are in Northern California, closer to Oregon, right? So, but yeah, in the course that's coming up this fall, guys, and if you want to hear more about that, side point, right? Go on over to the All Day to give you bits and pieces of what's coming this fall. So very cool.
Yeah. So guys, if you would like to hear us talking about something besides IELTS, of course, Lindsay and I love talking about IELTS, but we're also having a lot of fun doing this listening course and really examining our culture and sharing it with you guys and bringing you the skills for your life, not just IELTS. So definitely check out those bonus episodes. Cause I know Lindsay and I have had a lot of fun recording them. And I know you guys will enjoy listening to them.
Oh, yeah. Last fall, Pedro from Peru took the 3 Keys IELTS success system and was able to achieve a score of a 7.5 after following our daily study plan for just 30 days. The thing he liked best about our course was the access to ask us questions anytime in the Facebook group. If you want to do the same, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and join us today. Yeah, cool. Okay, so that's resource number two. So these, we get to learn about these giant sequoias and we get to take in nature vocabulary, right, Jessica?
Yeah, it's a beautiful article. I really like the pictures from it, the images from it. And that can sort of inspire you to think about what's beautiful in your country to describe, because that definitely comes up on the speaking test, right? You always have to describe where you come from. And that's hard in English because you're not always used to talking about that in English. You're right. It may be your first language. But I think this article, it does have amazing nature and environmental vocabulary. So definitely useful for those specific topics, but also just to inspire you to think about how you express your ideas about your own culture and country. So it's, for both of those things.
Love it. I'm going to read that. Cool.
Okay, so the third one is actually from me. So once a week, guys, every Monday, I post a 7+ insider tip of the week in our course every Monday, just to start your week with some inspiring little IELTS nugget to help you focus on motivating you to start a new week of your preparation. So this was last week's tip, and I'll just read it out for you guys. You get one free tip. So it says, connect to target culture and develop your frame of cultural reference. This will encourage confidence in the target language in both speaking and writing and give you unique ideas to express. How? Look for indie movies or independent films from both America and the UK. So I recommended this article. And then I said, and soak up some intelligently made art. This comes up a lot, guys, that people feel like they don't have anything to say when it comes to the topic of art. And that's a common IELTS subject, you guys, especially on the speaking exam. So on speaking part two as well, you often have to describe a movie, for example. And then speaking part three will be about the movie industry. So I've seen a lot of students struggle with this, which surprises me because I'm so steeped in movies. I love them so much. So that's why I think, guys, this is a really good tip. There's this article, and again, this will be in the blog post for this episode. It's an article about the 17 best films of 2016 we've seen already, and it's from a website called IndieWire.com.
Cool.
So it's all about the best indie films. So Lindsay, why are indie films useful? Why do you think I'm recommending this?
Well, I think it's good to get out of mainstream movie culture, you know, mm-hmm. because I feel like mainstream movies are just recycled plots.
Yeah.
It's the same thing every time, and it bores me to death. So with indie movies, I think you can get a different perspective on things. And, you know, it could just, it's good to broaden, you know, often they go into different topics that, again, might come up on IELTS.
Totally.
Thinking again. And that's what we need, right?
Definitely.
Like romantic comedies won't give you much of a culture of thinking. Hollywood romantic comedy, Hollywood action, they won't give you much to talk about in the IELTS exam.
Exactly, guys. And these stories, these movies really show you pockets of America and the UK that you're not going to see in from Hollywood. Okay. Hollywood presents LA and New York really well. Sure. Yeah. But these are stories from middle America. These, especially British indie films, you guys, these are some of my favorites because this talk about practicing accents. British indie films, you guys, are from, you know, cities and small villages, towns in England that I promise you, you don't know that these places exist or that they look like this. And these sort of different economic pockets of England as well. I mean, recently on a bonus episode for the other podcast, Lindsay and I were talking about American culture in cities and danger that you guys don't know about. But it's also in England, you guys, this concept of like being like living on the estate is like we call it the projects in America. But it's, you know,
I don't know. Interesting.
Anyway, so those are some of my favorite British indie films when I especially these accents that are honestly tough for me at first. I have to watch the movie for a good 5 minutes and let my ear get used to the accent before I understand everything.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's great practice.
Yeah. I just watched an indie film. Actually, it's kind of a sad story. The story of the boy in Wyoming, the gay kid who was killed. It's kind of a sad story.
Oh, goodness.
And now I'm blanking on his name. But he was killed in Laramie, Wyoming. And so these indie films do also cover real stories and real situations that we can't, you know, that we need to know about. We need to know what's going on in different regions of the world so we can start to solve different problems. And we can also talk about it on the exam. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking part two, guys, if, oh my Lord, if I ask a student about a movie and if I seriously hear one more answer about Titanic or Transformers.
Oh, come on.
Or like any sort of action or Fast and the Furious, I do not want to hear about those movies. If I hear someone talk about an indie film, I am so excited. I want to have a conversation with this person. I'm like excited for part three because I'm like, this person's a thinker. I can't wait to have a conversation in part three with this student, you know?
Yeah.
So it definitely affects the direction, the mood of the interview as well. Mm-hmm. If you could present something unique and show that you're an individual, you're not like every other student.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard you say that a bunch of times. It's not just within the vocabulary that you need to be different from the average student. It's in the material that you choose to focus on and what the ideas that you bring into the test. You want to be set apart from the other students. And that's the way to do it. Just bring it up a notch, guys. Listen to slightly more intelligent and better material. You know, just make better choices when it comes to your entertainment. Yeah.
And plus, and like another benefit of this is this idea of pushing yourself to the next level. So listeners, if you are already of a higher level and you're like, nah, I'm fine. you know, it's hard to improve if you can already communicate everything. And the only way to make yourself improve, you have to push yourself and challenge yourself. And these indie movies about unfamiliar situations, sometimes with unfamiliar accents, these are the things that are going to push you to the next level of your English ability.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. So these are three really good resources and we're going to put them on the blog post, guys, but dig in. I mean, don't hold back, you know, get out of the mainstream. Just don't be a typical IELTS student. That's the worst thing you could do for your score.
Seriously. Yeah. It's really hard to prove. It's really hard to convince the examiner to give you a 7 if you sound like everybody else. You know, that's all it is.
That's the point. That's the point of today, guys. And if you want a full study plan with a bunch of very cool and very smart activity recommendations, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That gets you into our course and you'll be sure to just have that curated list so that you know exactly where to spend your time every day.
Exactly. Yeah. No more floundering, you guys. Get focused. Get smart.
Get smart. Do this in a smart way, guys. We have visions. We have goals. We have dreams. And we're here to help you guys get there as soon as you can. Yep. Okay.
Exactly.
Good. Very good. We can wrap it up with that.
Awesome. Awesome words of wisdom and inspiration.
Absolutely. Love it. And we'll be back next week with more wisdom and inspiration, as always, Jessica.
As always. All right. Well, enjoy your hiking preparation. And I will talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.